Unit 6. Learning through travel.
We can learn so much when we travel to other countries. My views of the world have changed because of traveling. Besides the language differences, I noticed many examples of how people have a different way of understanding the world.
I have come a long way. The journey has exhausted me. African proverb.
Section 1. New words and ideas.
Li Ming and Jenny discussing their traveling experiences. Li Ming and Jenny exchange emails about their traveling experiences. Li Ming at cninfo.net. Jenny.Smith at shaw.ca. Subject: Traveling Experiences. Date: November 20th, 7:15 p.m.
Yesterday, I gave a presentation in class about my student exchange to Canada. I remembered many great times. I sure learned a lot, too. Do you remember when we went snowmobiling on the lake behind your house? It was so cold that day, and we were trying to start a fire on the ice. Remember when we had to walk in snow up to our thighs to get more wood for the fire? My classmates were surprised that your parents came with us and spent the whole day playing in the snow. I think families in Canada have more free time than families in China.
Yes, I noticed that when I visited China. I really loved China, and not only because of the good food. You have more history than we do in Canada. I love the old buildings and temples, and all the stories that made the places come alive. In the Chinese countryside, like at the Great Wall, I not only felt a connection to nature, but also a connection to the past. I could understand the Chinese respect for ancestors a little better. We don't experience that as much in Canada.
Yes, between your culture and my culture, many things are different. And yet, in some ways, people are similar all over the world. That's why we can be friends. Traveling is a wonderful way to explore the differences and similarities.
We can learn so much when we travel to other countries. My views of the world have changed because of traveling. Besides the language differences, I noticed many examples of how people have a different way of understanding the world. When I went to Mexico, I saw that Mexican people have fewer things than we do in Canada. And they don't seem to think things are important in life. Mexican people tend to use things and share things rather than collect things.
Yeah, I know what you mean. When I came to Canada, I was surprised to see how much stuff people had and how big the houses were and how much space there was all around.
Li Ming, do you realize what else you learned when you came here? You learned the word stuff. You sound very Canadian now. Wow!
Thanks, Jenny. Spending time in Canada with an English-speaking family has helped me to improve my speaking a lot. But I still want to learn more. I'm applying to go to a summer camp in Australia next year. We will do some touring and some camping. There will be young people from all over the world. I'm really looking forward to it. Why don't you come along with us?
That sounds great. I would love to come. But I already have a plan for next summer. I have been invited to join a group of teens from my school on a trip to Brazil. We will go there for 3 weeks to work with the poor people there. Some of us will help local people build a small medical center. And some of us will teach the children. I am very excited, but a little nervous too. I will learn a lot about poverty around the world. And I will be able to practice my Portuguese. I think traveling to many different countries can help us understand one another better. Then the whole world can live together more peacefully.
Good luck with your plans, Jenny. I think both of us will have many valuable experiences next summer. And maybe I won't change the world on this trip, but at least I will get to see my first kangaroo.
Let's sing a song.
They used to think the world was flat. They used to say it was so. They thought that if you went too far, off the edge you would go. But once their ship went past the point they thought was too far, they realized the world had changed and we circle around a star. Oh, to see a brand new place, when you travel and see a smiling face. Once you've done it, you'll never be the same. Part of you comes home, but part of you remains.
I never thought the world was flat. I knew it wasn't so. But I didn't realize till I traveled how much I didn't know. Just like Marco Polo, trying to find the East, I traveled all around this world. For my heart, it was a feast.
Oh, to see a brand new place, when you travel and see a smiling face. Once you've done it, you'll never be the same. Part of you comes home, but part of you remains. Oh, to see a brand new place, when you travel and see a smiling face. Once you've done it, you'll never be the same. Part of you comes home, but part of you remains.
Section 2. Meaning through practice.
C. Build your listening skills.
First, listen to the flight attendant's announcement on an airplane before takeoff. Here are the few terms that will help you to answer the questions below.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome aboard Singapore Airlines Flight 652 to Los Angeles, bringing you safely to your destination today, we have Captain John Greenfield and First Officer Nathan Bradley. At this time, please check that your bags are safely stowed either in one of the overhead compartments or beneath the seat in front of you. For takeoff, we ask you to make sure that your seat belt is securely fastened and the tray table in front of you is locked firmly into position. We would like to remind you that this is a non-smoking flight. We encourage you to take a few moments to review the safety features of this aircraft by looking at the safety card located in the pocket in front of you. Should you require assistance at any time during our flight, please tell a member of the flight crew, and we will come to assist you as soon as possible. At this time, we ask you to sit back and enjoy your flight. Thank you for flying Singapore Airlines.
Listen carefully to the tape again. In brackets, write T for statements that are true, and F for those that are false.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome aboard Singapore Airlines Flight 652 to Los Angeles, bringing you safely to your destination today. We have Captain John Greenfield and First Officer Nathan Bradley. At this time, please check that your bags are safely stowed either in one of the overhead compartments or beneath the seat in front of you. For takeoff, we ask you to make sure that your seatbelt is securely fastened and the tray table in front of you is locked firmly into position. We would like to remind you that this is a non-smoking flight. We encourage you to take a few moments to review the safety features of this aircraft by looking at the safety card located in the pocket in front of you. Should you require assistance at any time during our flight, please tell a member of the flight crew, and we will come to assist you as soon as possible. At this time, we ask you to sit back and enjoy your flight. Thank you for flying Singapore Airlines. Section 4. Reading for Meaning.
Travel with Danny. Letters to Li Ming. 1. Danny's First Stop, London. January 14, 2003. Dear Li Ming, wow, I was so lucky to win this trip around the world. I just arrived in London a few days ago, and I am having a great time. The city is huge. Someone on the train told me there are 12 million people here. And I believe it. I have already seen lots of the major sites. The Houses of Parliament and Big Ben, Westminster Abbey, and of course, Buckingham Palace. Buckingham Palace is the home of Queen Elizabeth II and the rest of the royal family. It's magnificent. I also went to the Piccadilly Circus and took a walk around Trafalgar Square. Being a tourist here can be quite expensive, but my friends and I have found a few ways to save money. Most restaurants, for example, are very costly, but the East Indian curry houses are quite reasonable. Not only that, but the food is delicious. Then, of course, there's the traditional English favorite, fish and chips. My friend and I have been eating lots of this as well. For accommodation, I'm staying at a nice B&B on the west side of London. Travelers on a really tight budget stay in hostels, since they are the cheapest places to stay. Hostels usually have larger rooms with many beds inside, and travelers simply rent a bed for the night. There are hostels all over the world, including China, Li Ming. I met a girl here. She stayed at the Xi'an Shuiyuan International Youth Hostel, and she had a wonderful time here. Well, Li Ming, that's about it for now. Tomorrow I'm going to see St. Paul's Cathedral. which is supposed to be just magnificent. I'll be in London for another week, and then off to Cape Town for 10 days. Wish me luck. Your friend, Danny. 2. Danny's second stop. Cape Town, South Africa. January 30th, 2003. Hi, Li Ming. Well, I've made it safely to my second destination, Cape Town, South Africa. What a difference. First of all, it is so hot here. We're in the southern hemisphere, so while it's winter in the UK right now, it's summer here in South Africa. Did you know that South Africa has 11 official languages? In addition to English, people in different parts of the country speak neat languages like Zulu, Xhosa, Sotho, and Afrikaans. In the streets of Cape Town, you hear mostly Afrikaans and Xhosa. But of course, almost everyone speaks English as well. The coolest thing about Cape Town is that there's a mountain right in the middle of it. It's called Table Mountain because it looks just like a table. You may have seen pictures of it before. A few days ago, I hiked to the very top of Table Mountain. The view from there was just amazing. You could look way out over the city to the Atlantic Ocean. It was just beautiful. Yesterday, I went on a tour to see great white sharks in the ocean. It was so exciting. A group of six of us met the tour guide in the morning, and he took us out on the boat. When we got far enough from the shore, the guide stopped the boat and put some meat in the ocean to attract the sharks. After a few minutes, one came close to our boat. One by one, we got in a small cage at the end of the boat, which the guide lowered under the water so that we could see the shark. It was so big, I can't believe I was brave enough to get into that cage. Do you know that the great white sharks have 3,000 teeth? I can't wait to tell you more stories when I get back home. But first, I have one more stop. I'll write again soon. Your friend, Danny. 3. Danny's third stop. New York. February 11th, 2003. Hi, Li Ming. Can you guess where I am now? The Big Apple. That's the nickname for New York City. I thought London was big, but New York is even bigger. There are 18 million people here. It's no wonder people call it the capital of the world. I learned that New York is really like five cities in one. Manhattan, the Bronx, Brooklyn, Queens, and Staten Island. I've spent most of my time in Manhattan, since there's just so much to see there. I've walked down Broadway and around Times Square, and I even got to see the Empire State Building. Yesterday, I went to see Radio City Music Hall, the biggest indoor theater in the world. It was really incredible. Tomorrow, I'm planning to take a ferry boat from Manhattan to Staten Island. That ferry passes the Statue of Liberty. Did you know that building is over 100 years old? In 1886, it was given to the United States as a gift from France, in recognition of the friendship they built during the American Revolution. At 4 feet 6 inches, her nose is almost as tall as you, Li Ming. I can hardly wait to see her. Well, I guess that's all for now. Take care, Lee Bing, and I'll see you soon. Your friend, Danny.
在线英语听力室，感谢您的收听，请记住我们的网址 www.tingroom.com。